It's September 28, the day when the song that was, for a long time, our national anthem, God Save the Queen, or King, was first performed. It was in 1745. Australian Formula One great Alan Jones became world champion on this day in 1980.
I must say the Ligiers were going very quick and I don't know what happened to them.
But it's my lucky day.
Birthdays, French beauty Brigitte Bardot turns 84.
Too difficult to speak English.
Geoffrey Jones is 72. Now, you may not know the name, but you'll know the face and his movies. He starred in Amadeus and Beetlejuice and played the headmaster in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's all right, Grace. It's Ferris Bueller, a little twerp. I'm going to set a trap and let him fall right into it.
Chart topper Jennifer Rush is 58. She spent 3 weeks at number one in Australia in 1985 with The Power of Love. Aussie actress Naomi Watts is 50 today. She appeared in Hey Dad and Home and Away before starring in movies like 21 Grams, King Kong and Mulholland Drive.
You're playing a dangerous game here. If you're trying to blackmail me, it's not going to work.
And rugby league legend Shane Webke is 44. The former Bronco, Queensland and Australian front rower won 4 grand finals.
I had no desire to be an NRL player. Never did. Wayne Bennett came up to Toowoomba to watch another bloke play footy and he saw something in me that I never saw in myself.
Finally, and speaking of Australian sporting greats, Max Walker, the former Test cricketer and AFL footballer, then brilliant commentator, died on this day in 2016, aged 68.
I thought his articulation was sensational. I think for all those lip readers out there, they would have had a ball looking at him.
Remembering Max Walker on September 28.